Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the next Mishnah. Again, about Hechsher Sukkah. Hidla Aleha Tagefen Vetadalat Vetakisus. So let's say that you lowered on top of the Sukkah a vine or squash or anything else that's growing of that sort. V'sikecha Gaba, and you used it as Chach, Psula, because still in the ground. But if there was a majority of proper schach, oshik tzatzan, or you cut off these things from their growth source, then ksheira. It's valid. Zaklal. Kol shu mekabel tuma. Here's the rule. Anything that could be mekabel tuma, ve'en gidulo min haaretz, and does not grow from the ground, en mesachin bo. So you can't use metal, doesn't grow from the ground. You can't use an animal, doesn't grow from the ground. And you couldn't even use clothing that was woven from, let's say, flax, because as clothing, it's mekabel tumah. Hold the rasha, enem mekabel tumah, v'gilom naretz mesachin bo. So, that's what you can use for schach, anything that's not mekabel tumah, but did grow from the ground. Okay. Yati Rav Yosef kamei de Rav Huna. So Rav Yosef is a young man who was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'yati v'ka'amar. And he said, oshik tzatzan k'sherat. That the read in our Mishnah is Oshik Tzatzan Kshera, the way that we have it. V'yama Rav, Tzarich L'Naneh. And Rav, Rav Huna's Rebbe, his comment was Tzarich L'Naneh, which means after you cut off the grapevine from its source, in other words, you had a frame of a sukkah with no schach. You put a bunch of grapevines on top, and they were all connected to the ground, and then you cut them off from the ground. Rav says then you have to shake them to... now have them be there as a proper schach. Amalei Rav Huna. So Rav Huna then told Rav Yosef, Hashmuel Amra. That wasn't said by Rav, it was said by Shmuel. Adrina Rav Yosef Lape, V'amarle, Atumi Kamina Lachtulam Rashmuel. So Rav Yosef turned away and said, did I say that Shmuel didn't say it? Amara Rav, Amara Shmuel. I know that Rav said it, and Shmuel said it. Amar Rav Huna, Hachi Kamina Lach. So Rav Huna said, here's what I meant to tell you. To Shmuel, I'm a Rav, a low Rav. Only Shmuel said it. The Rav, Achshuri Mirchsha, Rav says the Kasher without shaking it. Ke'ar of Amram Chasida, Ramat Chelta leprozuma de Inchevete, Tla'an velo Pasak, Rashay Chutin Shalahen. So it's parallel to the case of Ramam Chasida, who evidently felt that his wife was also obligated in tzitzit. So he put Tchelet, or tzitzit, on the garments of his wife. He hung them there, but he did not cut the heads of the strings, the top of the strings. Atzmar Rav Chiya Barash, he came to Rav Chiya Barash, a student of Rav. Amali Hachi Amarav Mefaskan Veng Sherin. All you have to do is cut them, and they're kasher. In other words, these are strings that went from one garment to another. And he said, all you have to do is cut them, meaning Amav Sikatan Zui Asiatan. In other words, we don't say you first have to cut them and then properly put them onto the tzitzit, but rather you can hang them on improperly, and cutting them is the action. And we do not have a failure here of ta'asev lo menasui, and therefore, achanami tzatzatan zui asiatan. So therefore, the same thing, when you have the grapevine lying on top, cutting the grapevine is putting it on there, is the asiyan, you don't have to shake it. But Shmuel doesn't agree with that. Let's say you put tzitzit on two corners at one time. Then you cut in the middle. So aren't we talking about a case where you tied it on both sides and then cut it? That you first cut it, then tied him on. So then, what reason would you have to even say that it's okay? Obviously it's okay. The answer is, maybe when you put the tzitzit on the corner, they already have to be proper. In other words, when you lay them on the corner, they already have to be proper, which means not connected to the other one. That's not the consideration, as long as when you tie them, they're okay. So Shmuel evidently does not necessarily hold that psikatan or ksitzatan zui asiatan, and therefore Shmuel would say you would have to shake the nuschach. So now if you hung them on the corners and did not cut them, then they're pasul. My lab psulin leolam doesn't mean they're always pasul. Fitiyuv to the Rav, which this proves Rav, who said you could cut them and then they'd be fine. Amalach Rav, Rav's answer would be, no, my psulim, suddenly not cheap pasku, they're pasul until you cut them. Meaning, if you have tzitzit that are on the front, let's say the front two corners, and they are connected to each other, they're pasul until you cut them. Shmuel Rav Sulin Le'olam, and Shmuel would say they're pasul forever because you have to cut them and then retie them as freestanding strings. V'chenem Rav Sulin Le'olam, maybe agreed. V'chenem Rav Matnam or Shmuel Psulin Le'olam. We have another quote from Shmuel saying Psulin Le'olam. Ikar Rav Matna B'didi Abi Uvda. The other version is not that Rav Matna quoted Shmuel, but rather he said, I had a case. I told him to come into Mar Shmuel. I came before Shmuel. Rav Psulin Le'olam. And he actually told me they're pasul forever. I have to now take them out and retie them. So we have this same notion in tzitzit. Of course, we could interpret this the same way we'd interpreted the previous psulin achipasku, but we have it brighter in the context of sukkah, where it says chaga sukkot taselacha tasev v'lo min hasui. Mikan amru hidla le'atagem v'atadolad v'atakisus v'chesikayecha gaban psula. Hechidami. So now, as a result of Tasev Lumen Asui, we said our Mishnah. But now, what's the case? In the Mishnah, that's not if you're talking about where they're still on top, where they're still connected to the ground. That's not the reason they're Pasul. They're still in the ground. It must be that you cut them off. Utani Psula, and it says Psula. So you see that we do not accept this principle that merely cutting them off is like making nuschach, and it disproves Rav and supports Shmuel as per Rav Huna that you have to shake it, as per Rav Yosef claiming that Rav said it. Amalach Rav, Rav would say, "Ma'askinan de shalfina shlufe lo min kara asiya didu," that you kind of lower them down and you can't really see that you cut them. Mikol makom tla'an v'chaka pasak kashel Rav, but the first piece about tzitzit still goes against Rav. The answer is kasha. So lema ketanoi, it sounds like this machloket Rav and Shmuel is machloket tanaim. Avar v'liktan pasul de Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak v'chachamim machshirin. This context is talking about the arba minim, and specifically about the hadas. And the Mishnah later on, in the third parak, says that if there are more buds then leaves, then it's pasul. So let's say you have the hadas in there already, and then you took the buds out, that it's pasul. And chachamim say it's permitted. So savrua, we assume the chuli am a lulav tzarich eged, that everybody agrees that the lulav needs to be bound together. A discussion we'll see between Rabbi Yudin and chachamim later on in the third parak. V'alfin and lulav misuka, and also this demand of tasev, lomin asui, that you have to make it from proper materials and not have it then made. And the materials made proper after it's already in place, that we apply that rule to lulav also. That chachamim who say that if you take out the buds after the hadas is in, that it's kasher, would hold in the context of sukkah, cutting the schach off after it's already on top is considered the asiyah. Therefore, v'gabe lulav nami amrin, gabe sukkah, tzitzatan zu asiyatan. V'gabe lulav nami amrin, tzitzatan zu asiyatan. So therefore, in the context of lulav, we say the same thing. Taking the buds out is the asiyah. Uman depasu, sava lomini, gabe sukkah, tzitzatan zu asiyatan. V'gabe lulav nami amrin, tzitzatan zu asiyatan. And the Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak, who says it's invalid, would hold in the context of sukkah, that cutting off the schach is not considered an asiyah. You have to actually pick it up and put it back down. And therefore, in the context of lulav, taking the buds out is also not the asiyah. That's what we think. Nobody, and that's the general direction of the sugya, nobody holds that cutting the schach off is sufficient. Maybe the machloket is, do we apply the rule of sukkah to lulav? Chachamim say the rule of lulav is not derived from sukkah. Says it is. The other possibility is that we started with an assumption that we sort of snuck past, which is that lulav tzarich eged. So if you hold lulav tzarich eged, that the lulav really has to be bound together, and therefore once it's bound together, it's in its final form, and you've got the hadas bound in there, then everybody would agree that we inferred from sukkah and would be invalid. that Rabbi Shimon Yer Tzadok calls like Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzarich eged, and therefore once the hadas is in there, it is in its place, and therefore it has to become in properly. And Chachamim say ain't tzarich eged, which means it's being there, not being there is insignificant, and whenever you take the buds out is fine. The same machloket is this. There you go. Rabbi Yehuda says you need eged. My tamid Rabbi Yehuda, yalef lekicha lekicha mgadatu zov. What's Rabbi Yehuda's source? That he learns the same word, lakachat, from the agudate zov, in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim. Tivatam lakachtem agudate zov. You take a bundle of hyssop. Tivatam lakachtem lachem yom rishon. The Arba meaning. Malan bagudaf, katnam baguda. The lekicha, the way Rabbi Yehuda reads it, lekicha means sort of gathering together. So therefore the lulav has to be brought together. They don't have that gzeirah shava. Okay, so therefore they say lulav ein tzarich eged, and therefore there's no relevance to the fact that the hadas is bound in here, because that's not vital to the mitzvah, and therefore whenever you take the buds out is fine. Come on, which means it sheds no light on our problem, and we're left with the impression, at least, that the mainstream is approaches to say that tzitzatzan zlozui asiatan, and if you put invalid tzchach on top and then connected tzchach on top, and then cut it off and just leave it there, you have a violation of taseh v'lo minasui. The sukkah was made by itself without you putting proper tzchach on ab initio. Alright, Kemana Zlahad Tanya la mitzvah lo ogdov im lo ogdov kasher. Whose approach is it who says ideally you should make an egged, but if not, then it's okay. Here Biuda, ki lo ogdov my kasher. Can't be Biuda, because with the avad it's no good. Here Rabbanan my mitzvah. According to Rabbanan, why would there be a mitzvah? It seems like it'd be a middle position. The answer is the Olam Rabbanan he. Mishum shnemar zeh livan veh, we nai lefanav mitzvot. Rabbanan would agree that a lulav is nicer when it's bound together, and therefore it's part of hidden mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. But if you don't do it, of course, it's not vital. Okay, Zeakal, call the Rosh Mekabel Tumah. So the Mishnah said the rule is anything that's Mekabel Tumah is no good for Tzchach. Manahani Mili, how do we know that? I'm a Rishlokish of Akra, Ve'ed Ya'alem Mina Aretz. In the beginning of Bereishit, we hear that a cloud, sort of like of steam, comes up from the land. Ma'ed the Rosh Mekabel Tumah Megidol Mina Aretz. Here's something that came from the ground, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. Av Sukkah the Rosh Mekabel Tumah Megidol Mina Aretz. Same thing with Sukkah. So that works according to the opinion that the opinion in the Machloket Rabbi Akiva that we're about to see, that the Sukkot referenced in the mitzvah are Ananei Kavod. And therefore, since the first description that we have of a cloud is this aid which comes out of the ground but is not Mekabel Tumah, that's a good model. In other words, Sukkot Mamasha Sulam, but according to Rabbi Akiva, the referent in Sukkot or Shavta B'nai Israel is real Sukkot. Ma'ika Lameimar. How could the, what's the, how that doesn't work? Titanya, Akiva Sukkot or Shavta B'nai Israel, Ne'akavara, you're very well the Ezra, Rikiva Omer, Sukkot Ramasha Sulahem. Hanekor B'lezor, Rikiva, Ma'ika Lameimar, Sukkot or Rikiva, it doesn't work. Katrav Dimi, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Dimi came and said, quoting Rabbi Yochan, Makra, Chaga Sukkot Ta'aselacha. Right, you should make a Chaga Sukkot. Makish Sukkah L'chagiga. Sukkah is like a chag, like a korban chagiga. Ma chagiga, the Rosh Mekabel Tumah Gelov Naaretz. A chagiga is an animal. It's not Mekabel Tumah while it's alive. And it grew from the ground because it ate from the ground. A sukkah, the Rosh Mekabel Tumah Gelov Naaretz. Same thing with a sukkah. Ma chagiga bali chayim, sukkah nam bali chayim. So maybe your sukkah has to be an animal. Ravina Rabbi Yochan's Ravin came with the better report from Yochan Amakra. Biospecha migornecha umiikvecha. Sukkot is made when you gather from your granary and from your wine cellar. Bipsolat gorn v'yekel akatuv daber. So what's the Torah asking us to do for Sukkot? To take the leftover of what comes from the gorn and the yekev, which are things that grew out of the ground and not mekabel tumah. Maybe it's the actual granary and the yekev, meaning wheat and grapes and wine. It actually says yekev, not wine, but a winery. You can't make a schach out of a winery, and you certainly can't even make schach out of wine. So it can't be that. It has to be psolet gorn v'yekev. Maybe you're talking about coagulated wine that comes from the Hermon. It's like a fig wheel. We had a solution. Rabbi Yirmiyah threw a kind of a wrench into the works. So because we thought we had a solution, and he said, "No, maybe it is the yekev itself." It said migornecha umiyikvecha, so it means something left over from it. In Sefer Nehemiah, Ezra tells the people to go out and bring olive branches and it's shemen, unclear exactly what that is, and alei hadas and alei tamim and alei tzavot. And by the way, alei hadas and alei tzavot, and they're going to make sukkot out of these. Hanu hadas hanu tzavot. Isn't hadas tzavot? Rav Chista, hadas shotel sukkah, tzavot lulav. A proper hadas, as we know it, is the one for the lulav. And this other kind of hadas, we'll talk about in the third parak, hadas shoted, that was for the sukkah. But the point is that here we see an explicit pasuk that they were told to go bring branches of things for their sukkot. So you see that the sukkot have to be covered with that which grows out of the ground. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next mishnah, v'chavilei kash, v'chavilei tiltan. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.